How's it going? I know. It's getting a little hard to stay in control, and we're just 2 days in. I wonder how long I will deny you. It's so hard to say. I know you want to come, but remember what we talked about. This is a gift. Do you feel grateful? I hope so, because in order for you to get more pleasure, you must deny yourself. I wonder what it is like going about your day. Is your mind constantly wandering to these audios? To my voice? Are your thoughts drifting to the pleasure you felt while listening yesterday and the day before? I bet. Are those wandering thoughts giving you a little arousal right then and there? No matter where you are, at work, the supermarket, talking to a friend, sexual thoughts penetrating your mind which is just filled with anticipation, which becomes an aching, longing, desperate sense of pleasure. I did promise you pleasure, didn't I? This is a pleasure that I have guided you to. Pleasure that can only be fully experienced by denial. You probably lose focus sometimes, don't you? That's okay. I don't blame you. I'm sure you tried channeling the pleasure to your cock, hoping to regain control of the rest of your body, but maybe that only made things worse. With all that pleasure concentrated on the most sensitive area of your body. Did it, pet? Did it make it worse, or did you enjoy those sensations? Either way, I think I know other things we can try. Today will be a little different. Get naked, of course, and then get into the most comfortable position for you, whether that's laying on your bed, sitting in a chair, or even on your knees for me. Whatever's most comfortable for you. That's right. Comfortable? I secretly want to know what position you chose. Mental pictures to fuel my fantasies. I wonder how many of you are lying naked in your bed with the covers on. Were you? Oh, it's adorable. That is not a requirement for today, but if that is what's comfortable, by all means, stay there. Now that you're in a position you like, I need you to do something for me. I need you to make sure that one hand has easy access to your cock. Oh, did that Did that little bit of information really grab your attention? Good. We'll come back to that in a second. You trust me, right? Good. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Remember, I am here with you. If you are lying down, your head is resting in my lap. If you are sitting, your body is leaning back against my chest. If you are kneeling, I am kneeling with you, holding you from behind, wrapped around you. No matter what position you are in, pet, I am here. I am here to support you. Yesterday we channeled your pleasure to your cock. Today we are going to focus it. I bet you're wondering how we focus it. I'll tell you how. I'm going to allow you to move your dominant hand along with your hips. Got it? Good. Now wrap that dominant hand. If I told you that I love hands, wrap that beautiful masculine hand around the base of your cock and focus on that sensation for me. Just focus. Notice the pleasure centered around that one spot. Slowly slide your hand up to the tip and back down to the base. Again, feel the pleasure follow your hand up and down. Focus the pleasure around your hand as it travels up and down your hard cock. That's right. Keep going slowly, making sure to trace the pleasure up and down your cock, following with your hand. Up and down. Focusing. Up and down. Now go a little faster for me. Remember to focus the pleasure you are experiencing all into the point of contact between your hand and your cock. That ring of pleasure as your hips move. Just like that, up and down. Focusing on the pleasure. Now stop for a second. Catch your breath for me. I know this series of audios is about your pleasure, but you can tell this turns me on, right? So why can't it also be about mine? Do you like that idea? I thought so. I didn't think you'd mind if I felt good along with you. In fact, you'll probably enjoy this more. I want you to really focus on your pleasure. I want you to focus on the head of your cock for me. Take just your thumb and just your forefinger and start stroking on just the head. Really focus on the underside of the head. The most sensitive part. Now go back to stroking your whole cock for me, up and down, from base to tip. Go kind of fast for me, okay? Don't go too fast, though. Just as fast as you can handle. Up and down. Your hips moving as the rest of your body channels all of that pleasure into your hard cock. Fuck. Oh god, I'm close. Okay, stop stroking for me. You don't want to come, remember? And I'm not sure you'd be able to handle this next. Part while you're stroking. Fuck. Oh, you feel good. That was really good. Thank you for that. I don't know if you knew this coming in. If you've listened to my other audios, you might already know this, but I just want to remind you that helping you deny yourself like this gives me so much pleasure too. I know, hearing me come like that made you really want to come. I could feel your body trembling under my fingertips against my skin, but if you had come with me, all the aching pleasure that you've worked so hard to build, the pleasure that is currently living inside your body would have been released, gone, and you'd have been left with nothing. So you held back. You're such a good boy for me. Can you feel all the pleasure coursing through your body? Just under your skin. I can just feel your body trembling. I can see your cock still throbbing, glistening. But you are strong. And you trust me, and I'm trusting you to hold on to all this pleasure. Remember, think back to the feeling, pet, of all the pleasure you felt while you were stroking for me. I promise you can hold on to that, too. You can feel it at all times. Your cock will get hard, and your balls will ache. Your body will tremble. And how good will that feel? That's all the pleasure that experiencing denial can bring. Constant sexual arousal, not a fleeting orgasm, but constant sexual arousal, an arousal that's always present, an always present pleasure. That's what you wanted, right? More pleasure for me to help you milk more pleasure out of your body, out of your cock. Yeah? That's what I thought. My good boy. My good lost boy. We both know it's